Reflection upon myself, and not in a negative way, in a way that really is helpful, right? I'm trying this thing out where I don't beat myself up about every little thing or every big thing, right? So I'm reflecting on how much I did self-care and how much I didn't do self-care, and how much did I love on myself and how much did I torture or be negative towards myself about myself. How have I been to me this year? I don't care about, well, let me not say I don't care. I am not bashing anyone this year with my reflections. I totally get it. Whether it hurt my feelings or not, I totally get it. It is what it is. It was what it was. And I truly forgive and I truly move on. I hold no anger in my heart towards anybody this year, like at all. So for me, I can honestly have the space and the capacity mentally to really sit and reflect on how much did I care for myself, how much time did I spend with myself actually smiling and doing, how much time did I spend doing hobbies or the things that I like to do. How many times, like, how much can I remember of me making myself smile, of me doing things that make me smile, being around people that make me smile? And so when I started to reflect on these things, it's kind of sad. It's not even kind of sad. It really is sad, right? And I've come to the conclusion about some things that adulting doesn't have to be my full life. Adulting doesn't have to be a full-time job. So yes, if I want to go get ice cream, go get ice cream. If I want a sundae, then go get a sundae. And not have any attachments. Oh, weight. Oh, money. Oh, like I need it. Even if it's just to make me feel happy for a good 30 minutes or an hour. Like I need it. And that at the end of the day and right now at the end of the year is what matters to me the most. So here is cheers to us doing more of what matters to us really the most. What matters to us sincerely the most. Cheers to us doing what makes us actually joyful the most. Like, here's to us doing the most for ourselves for the rest of this year. Do more of that. Like, I know, we all know we have to go to work. We all know we either this or that when it comes to work. But put that aside. Let that be all the adulting you do some days and put that to the side and then just go be whoever you are, whenever you are, wherever you are. Go to the park, pick up that skateboard again. How I used to play soccer back in high school, back in middle school, whatever. It's time to pick up that soccer ball, even if you go out to a field or your backyard or just on the sidewalk kicking the ball. Pick up that ball again, dude. Don't. We're not gonna be afraid to try. So right now, this month has been for me being comfortably uncomfortable. So, and I believe I don't have any goals for the new year. I'm not that's just not what I'm doing this time. And I'm just gonna like go into it just by walking and breathing into it, literally. So I want to encourage you all to just do more of what makes you smile. And yeah, take a break from what doesn't. That stuff really doesn't matter. And it's like, I don't want to come to a near-death experience to be like, oh, this matters to me the most. No. I want to know that ice cream matters to me right now, so I'm going to go get some. And I want to know, and I know that I know now that the universe is going to take care of me, because it really has been taking care of me for like 2 months, unexpectedly, like out of the blue, out of nowhere. And I appreciate it. I'm so grateful, and I love it. I wish the same for you. So, more of us. Here's cheers to more of what makes us smile. More of what makes you smile. I bet your smile is so beautiful right now. Like, seriously. So no, things may not be 100% elsewhere, but in your mind, body, and soul, it has to be peaceful. And you have to, in every area of your mind, body, and soul, it has to be coherent and conducive to the life that you desire to live. So pick up that yoga mat. You're not too old, you're not too young, you're not too big, you're not too small. Go to the basketball court, like, just have fun, and trust me, the results you will always remember. And the one thing about it that I've been learning since being comfortably uncomfortable this month is that I remember my memories with a smile and not with a frown. No shoulda, woulda, couldas. I wish you no more shoulda, woulda, couldas. This time, this month, do exactly what it is you need to do. And that is smiling, that is hiking, that is yoga, that is therapy, that is ice cream. Do that. Keep doing that. More of that. And when people ask, how are you doing, give them an honest answer. No more people pleasing, because that's comfortable. No more of the same thing, same place, same time. Let's kick it up a notch and actually do what it is we desire for ourselves. Being whole and complete is the goal, and that's like a lifetime journey. So enjoy your journey with more smiles than tears, more happiness than heartbreak. Let's do this, guys, because you got this, and I got this. And I got this because you got this. And you got this because I got this. So we got this. We got this. Yep, this month is going to be great. We're almost halfway there. But this month is going to be great. Let's do this.